Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a warm welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We've got a 7-race mixed card this evening from Killarney to look forward to. Gareth Topham, Sam Turner and Darren Owen will be in the studio for all of the action. But for now, my name is Sam Norris and I'm joined once more by Andy Holding. Morning, Andy.
Morning, Sam.
How are you today?
Yeah, pretty good. Looking forward to tonight's card. Again, another mixed card. We get a chance to have a bit of flat and a bit of jumping action, which is good for everyone.
Yeah, it's nice. Another mixed card and another good-looking race coming up later on in the 6:10. But first things first, congratulations for yesterday. An absolutely stellar day for yourself. And I know from some of the interaction we got here at Racing Radio, you made a few of our listeners a fair few quid.
Oh, right, excellent. That's always good news, yeah. Nice to get some good feedback. Because, you know, not every day do you have days like that. So I suppose you've got to make the most of it when it comes along, and unfortunately I didn't probably do as well as probably one or two of the listeners for the sound of it. I did back through them, but only individually, not in multiples and doubles and trebles. Perhaps I should start trusting my own judgement, as it were.
Yeah, maybe so. And do you like the look of the Killarney card tonight?
I like the shape of a couple of races, yeah. I wouldn't be wild keen on every single race on the card. I think there's a few that we can sort of give 2 and 3s out of 10, but you know, 1 or 2 increase on the scale as the night go on.
Yeah, and hopefully we can find some winners once more. We'll start then with the first race of the night, the 5:10, a 1 mile auction made in this one. 9 runners down to go to post, and Bleu Ciel et Rouge is your 4-7 favourite, and 2 seconds on her first 2 starts. Looks likely to lose the maiden tag today.
She's just a filly that I think is still a bit of a work in progress. She's not overly big, that's what I will say. She's compact. She lacks a little bit of you know, scope than 1 or 2 perhaps in this particular race, but she's certainly got reasonable enough form anyway to figure prominently, obviously from the Weld stable, who've had quite a good couple of days here at Killarney already. She ran really well on debut and then was fancied to get the job done at Galway. Of course, the meeting at Dermot does very well, and albeit she ran really well, she just got outpointed in the end by Fit for the Job, who ran out a ready winner, was well backed. She just kept on at the same speed in the latter part of the race. I think the better ground will suit her tonight. She's by Manduro, and I think the mile will suit. She's got a good draw. So she's the one to be, but I wouldn't touch her at 4-7. I think she's a terribly short price. And I think I'm just going to have a couple of sneaky each-way bets in this race in the belief that one of these two selections I'm going to put up gets in the frame. And if so, then we should at least get our money back on Sindar Sandy and Dans Rouge. I'll deal with them individually. Sindar Sandy, 2 runs so far from the Mickey Tynan stable. Ran okay in debut down in Tipperary, but then stepped up on that, went up to in trip at Galway in a very strongly run race. It was won by John McConnell's Clonard Street in an incredibly fast time. It was the fastest furlong per furlong time on that card on the Saturday, the 6th day of the Galway Festival. And I like this way this horse finished its race off from being way back in the field. Comparing sort of times and sectional times with that race compared to Bleu Ciel Rouge's race on the day before, Sindar Sandy ran in much the stronger race. So 18-1 with William Hill. I think we've got to have a few quid each way on that one. And we've also got to play this Dans Rouge from a stable going quite well from the Patrick Flynn yard. Also another horse who ran eye-catchingly well on debut down in Tipperary the other day in quite a good race, won by Jim Baldur's Fields and May. The time of the race is pretty useful, and I like this way that this horse finished off his race. So I think she's also another horse that can certainly outrun her odds given normal improvement. So we can get 20-1 for Dans Rouge and we can get 18-1 for Sindar Sandy. Hopefully one of them, the very least, will hit the frame. You never know, the jack might come up and one of them takes the prize.
OK then, Andy Keane to take on the favourite there with a couple of each-way selections in the opener. The next race is the 5:40, a 1 mile handicap this one with 12 runners down to go to post, and Millington is your 10-3 market leader. 7-2 for Bay Hill, Le Prix du San is 7-1, 8-1 for Krakora, and it's 10-1 or bigger prices. The remainder, who do you like the look of here?
Yeah, I want to stick with course and distance form here at Killarney, which is often, paid in a positive vein in the last couple of seasons. And I like the chances of Kikora here from the John Murphy stable. On its seasonal reappearance, this horse managed to win quite snugly and beat two subsequent winners in the shape of Port Merion from the Jesse Harrington yard and Metzio Gorno, who went to Leopardstown the next day and won as well. So that form, as it stands on its own, is certainly going to give this horse sound credentials here. You could probably forget his run at Galway, got a bad draw, it was on soft ground, never really figured, never got competitive in that race, won by Botanical Lady, who bossed that race. But totally different conditions to the one it faced at Killarney. Back on good ground, ran a track, obviously, we know he performs well. At 8-1, he's slightly been overlooked here. I think, obviously, if he hadn't run at Galway, this horse would be nearly favourite here. So you can scrub that because of the ground. The ground's much better. So Kikora each way at 8-1 looks the angle in the 5.40.
Okay, Krikora in the 5.40 for Andy. Next up is the 6.10, the 1 mile 3 furlong fillies handicap, and this looks arguably the race of the night. Vintage Nouveau is your 11-4 market leader. She's unbeaten in the last two. Rainer, second favourite at 5-1. She's unbeaten in the last four, but you could make a case for quite a few of these horses.
You can, yeah. It's quite a difficult one to get your head around, but I'm going to stick with Dermot Wells filly here, Vintage Nouveau. I really do like her. I thought she shaped well on Debbie and Dundalk, and then stepped up on that as expected, winning quite easily at Clonmel. And then she posted quite a good figure down in Down Royal the last time that we saw her in quite a strongly run way. She got the better of Snow Scene and Dragon Fay. And I'd expect her to uphold the form with Dragon Fay, even though Dragon Fay was a bit unlucky when I tipped the thing the other day down in Sligo and should have beaten Rainer. I think Dragon Fay will definitely get the better of Rainer this time. I keep opposing Rainer, and she's rather threw a custard pie in my face four or five times, but hopefully we'll get the better of her tonight. I actually do like Dragon Fay. I think she's the danger to my selection, Vintage Nouveau. It's just the ground. I do think that Dragon Fay wants a bit of ease in the ground, and there aren't particularly too many showers forecast in the Killarney area. So with the ground riding on the quick side, we know that Vintage Nouveau goes on it, and we know that Vintage Nouveau has already beaten Dragon Fay on this ground. So hopefully that'll stand in good stead. Vintage Nouveau, around about the 3-1 mark in the big race of the night.
OK, then Vintage Nouveau in that one for Andy. Next up is the 6.40, this one a 2 mile, 1 furlong chase. And Elsie leads the market at 13-8. Silver Chief is 2-1. It's 9-4 for Royal Flight. She's a Portrait is 16-1. And the outsider of the five is Mist Cloud at 20-1. Just the five runners here, Andy. Who do you like?
Well, Elsie's the best of these over hurdles on the official rating. She's rated 120, plays 113 for Royal Flight, plays only 101 for Silver Chief. But as we know, Fences is a great leveller and ability on the over hurdles goes out the window somewhat unless you can jump well. So we just don't know whether Elsie can perform to that same level over obstacles. What we do know is that she comes off the back of a moderate run the other day at Cork. For some explicable reason, she completely threw in a really, really poor run from nowhere. So it's difficult to sort of be massively confident at 5-4, but she's probably the best horse in the race. Therefore, I'm going to go with Silver Chief here, because she's had six runs over fences already, so maybe her experience just might offset her lack of ability compared to the other two. Barry Geverty takes the ride, and hopefully they'll certainly get better than the first fence that this horse did last time out at Wexford and when it unseated Johnny Burke. Prior to that, she's run reasonably well in a couple of chases, particularly that one down in Limerick behind our Ned, and that, I think that was quite a good race. So it's not a race I'm mad keen on, in all fairness, but Silver Chief is the token suggestion, around about the 2-1 mark, in the belief that her experience might just be good enough to see her through.
All right then, Andy with the experience, Silver Chief. Next up is the 7.10, a 2 mile, 4 furlong contest. This one, just the four runners in this novice chase, another small field, and Bally Longford heads affairs at 11-10. He fell over these obstacles last time out at Killarney. In Devon is 13-8, 6-1 for Orthinga, and Midnight Game is 7-1. Who's caught the eye here?
Yeah, I think this race will develop around the front two in the market, as the betting suggests. Bally Longford and In Devon, very much the two classy horses over hurdles, and they look as though they've already going in the right direction already over the larger obstacles, particularly in Devan, who was very impressive down in Tipperary the other day, jumping well from the front, making all the running in the hands of tonight's pilot Paul Town, and to win quite snugly, beating quite a decent field in the style of a horse that's definitely going places. He does want decent ground, this horse. If there is any showers in the area, then that'll certainly inconvenience his chances. So obviously a weather watch is very much the order of the day for Indervan. But I do like Bally Longford here, and I think he'll get the better of Indervan. Both of them are front runners, incidentally, here, so that could be a good tactical battle between Paul Townend and Ailey Lynch. But I do think Bally Longford's probably the more safest conveyance here, even though this horse fell last time out, because it was in a good race here over the course. It was a race that Alinchi Inwa was in, Domination, Mr. Hotelier. I mean, it was a real good assembly of novice chasers on that particular occasion. And I thought Bally Longford had got the race won when he took a crashing fall to out. Now, the fall itself wasn't a crashing fall, but the horse in behind him, Kaleen Allen, ran right into him, almost broadsided him. So he probably, you know, was a bit sore in the morning after that. Hopefully he won't have any long-lasting effects. Up to then, he jumped particularly well. And I think he got the rafe in safekeeping prior to that mistake. Alinchi Inwa, the winner of that race at Killarney, has gone on to win subsequent in Galway. So the form as it stands is probably the best. He'd won previously at Kilbeggan, again jumping well and winning quite snugly. So in the big clash of the front two in the market, hopefully Bally Longford won't have any ill effects on that fall and prove the better of his main market rival in Indervan.
All right, then we'll move to the penultimate race of the night now, the 7:40, 2.5 mile handicap chase. This one, Baby Whiz leads the market at 5-2. Nice two for Get More. Old Supporter is 5-1. Who are you looking at here, Andy?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Old Supporter here. He's been a model of consistency over the last couple of seasons, and I'm sure he'll give you a good run for your money. If you back him each way, you can get 5-1 with William Hill this morning, which I think is a fair enough each way price. He's visited this track three times, and he's been placed on two of those occasions, including a run early on in the season behind his main market rival and favourite, Baby Whiz. He was really unlucky for me that day. He fought bravely from the front. He jumped really well, as he often does. And he just got nutted late on by Thomas Mullins' charge, who subsequently got beat when not failing to get the trip at Roscommon. I do think Baby Whiz is the likely danger to my selection. But I like the way that Old Supporter goes about his work. He's honest, he's tough, he jumps well, he's a front runner. So, you know, he's going to be out of trouble here. And these fences do take a little bit of jumping at Killarney, and they come at awkward angles, and the kind of like space circumferences between them is a little bit, difficult to read. And, you know, the fact that this horse has been round here three times to a decent standard, I think will stand him in good stead. And, of course, he was second in this race last year to Blaze of Fire. So connections are looking to, you know, go one place better. So Old Supporter, each way, 5-1, is the vote in the handicap chase.
There we go then, the pick for Andy in that one. The last race of the evening at 8:10 is a 2-mile, 1-furlong contest, and a Double Speak and Fill Your Hands are at the head of the market. Fill Your Hands is your 7-4 favourite. Double Speak is available at 9-4. Both these horses placed last time out at Galway. Can you back either of them to go one better today, or are you looking elsewhere?
No, I'll go with Fill Your Hands, although he finished third behind Double Speak when they chased home subsequent winner Lucky Pat. I actually thought that Fill Your Hands was the best horse out of those two on the day. I just didn't think that his jockey on that particular occasion gave Fill Your Hands a particularly positive ride. I think if he would have been a bit more proactive on the home turn when he allowed Lucky Pat and particular Double Speak to get first run, it was almost as if, you know, I don't know what he was waiting for. I think it might have been a different story. Hopefully he'll be ridden a bit more aggressively tonight. I think the better ground will suit this horse as well. That soft ground at Galway did take some getting, and being a son of Milan, he probably didn't handle the ground as well as others. So he's got everything in his favour tonight, Fill Your Hands. And of course, he's got Paddy Mullins on, taking over from Sean Clements, who rode him last time out. So Fill Your Hands, not a massively confident vote, but certainly a worthy selection in the last.
OK then, Andy, hoping Fill Your Hands can turn the tables on Double Speak in the last from Killarney. If you could just remind us, please, again, of your seven selections for the racing on Thursday, please.
Yeah, not a bad card tonight, Killarney. I wouldn't have a really, like what I would say, a nap selection or a best bet, but I think the best strategy of the night comes in the first race, where I do feel quite comfortable backing both Dance Rouge and Sindar Sandy each way. I'm particularly confident in at least one of those horses hitting the frame, and I think the favourite might just be a little bit more vulnerable than the market suggests. So those two each way in the first. Second race, I'm going to go course and distance form for Kokora. And in the 6:10, I think that Dermot Wells Vintage Navarre will take plenty of beating. The danger looks to be Dragon Faye, who was a bit unlucky behind Rainer last time out down in Sligo. Elsie sets a standard over hurdles in the 6:40, but whether she can reproduce it over fences remains to be seen. So I'm going to go with Silver Chief in the Mickey Winter stable. 7:10, Bally Longford, hopefully get the better of his main market rival in Devan. 7:40, the good old Supporter, who's as tough as old boots and often runs his race, particularly around here, is the each way vote there. And then the final race, Fill Your Hands, hopefully you get a more positive ride than he did the last day, and hopefully can turn the tables with Double Speak.
There we are then, the thoughts of our Irish racing expert Andy Holding on the action from Killarney on Thursday. You can hear all of Thursday's racing from 1:45 p.m. with Gareth Topham, Sam Turner and Darren Owen in the studio. They'll be bringing you all of the action from Killarney as well as the second day of the Ebor meeting from York. There's also action at Bath, Fosslass, Newton Abbott, Wolverhampton as well for you to look forward to. You are back in the studio with us tomorrow, Andy?
I am indeed, yeah. Looking forward to it, me, Sam and another. I'm not sure who else it is, but yeah, should be a good day. Third day of the Ebor Festival.
Yep, fantastic stuff. There we go then. You can hear Andy tomorrow. Thanks for joining me on the podcast today, and I hope you enjoy tonight's racing.
Pleasure as always, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.